Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A Southwest fisherman is missing after falling off a boat in Togiak Bay. Alaska State Troopers say 39-year-old Anthony Active of Togiak fell from a 26-foot boat yesterday afternoon as he checked a set net. The accident occurred about 7 miles southwest of Togiak. Local search and rescue groups, troopers, and the Coast Guard searched until late last night and plan to resume that search today. A 45-year-old Northwest man died while swimming. Alaska State Troopers say Chester Skin of Silawik swam last night in the Silawik River in the middle of the village. He disappeared below the surface at about 7:30 and did not reappear. Searchers found his body in the river about 3 hours later. Anchorage police have arrested two people connected to a shooting that killed a 15-year-old boy. Ronaldo Cota Savan, a freshman at East Anchorage High School, was killed on a northeast Anchorage street after a confrontation between two groups. A 16-year-old boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree murder in that case. A 19-year-old man is charged with assault and evidence tampering. Governor Bill Walker leads his rivals in available cash as the campaign season heats up. Walker reported contributions of more than $220,000 since early February. He ended the latest reporting period Friday with about $330,000 available after debts or cash on hand. The independent opted to skip next month's primaries and gather signatures to appear on the general election ballot. Meanwhile, Democrat Mark Begich reported contributions of more than $130,000, including $25,000 from the Democratic Party. Republican Mead Treadwell reported contributions of more than $110,000, including more than $25,000 in personal funds. And Republican Mike Dunleavy reported contributions of more than $160,000 since February. Juneau police personnel will receive 2% raises plus retention of bonuses for sworn officers. That's following the Assembly's ratification yesterday of an agreement between the city and police union. The raises will cost the city $281,000. Firefighters were also set to receive a 2% raise, but the Juneau's 42 unionized firefighters have not yet ratified the $204,000 deal. Normally rainy southeast Alaska is enjoying relatively long spell of sunny skies and warm weather this month, but the clear skies this week have been a little obscured by a smoky haze. Turns out the source of the smoke is thousands of miles away. David Levin is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau and says the smoke is at 20 to 30,000 feet.
We were able to track some of the plume, at least all the way back to central Siberia a few days ago. So it came up from Siberia. It looks like it got caught up into the upper-level jet stream, traveled over the Arctic, and then came back down into the Yukon and BC, and that's where we're seeing today.
And the forecast for today includes high temperature of about 80 degrees with clear and sunny conditions for tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight about 50, high tomorrow about 70 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.